This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Simon Constable, who reports for Barron's and Forbes and the Wall Street Journal and other distinguished publications from Edinburgh, Scotland. Over these last weeks, Simon has paid especial attention in his work to the commodity prices of foods. We've talked about wheat, we've talked about sugar, and we will now address other commodities. Why this is critical is the question of, are these wildfires, is this drought part of the story? We cannot answer that. We cannot connect it to the climate concerns. There are voices in Russia, very angry voices, saying this, the wildfires of Siberia, which are massive, they dwarf anything we can see in the United States. The huge boreal forest, the taiga, is on fire. Miles and dozens of miles of burning. And the smoke and the pollution from that are choking the people of Siberia. However, how does that connect to what Simon is watching? Simon, some weeks ago, I recall we discussed the price of wheat per bushel that was spiking. Has there been a change in that? Have the futures markets adjusted?
John, no, the futures markets have not adjusted. The drought is still very much in place in the northern plains of the U.S. and the plains of Canada. That drought has also been affecting Brazil and their crop-growing regions there. They have corn and other things in Brazil. Likely going to be affecting India and Thailand, and it's not going to be good for any of these crops. Is it connected to climate change? I don't know. But when you get a lot of things all happening at once, there's certainly a question to answer on that front. Let's turn to coffee. Most people I know like to start the day with at least one cup of coffee, maybe a cappuccino, maybe two. Some people maybe even three or four. Well, the whole coffee crop coming out of Brazil, which is a big coffee crop, it's the Arabica beans. Those are the beans you like to have ground and made into your cup of Java. That has seen big problems because of a frost we had in the last weekend. And it looks like there's going to be another frost coming up in this weekend. And if that happens, then the price will jump up yet again. It's already at around $2 a pound on the wholesale market. Obviously, you'll pay much, much more than that on the retail and roasted basis. But it's going up. And, you know, it hasn't really been high since 2011. And if you go back, it very rarely gets up to $3. But if these frosts and these droughts continue, I can't see any way of that being avoided.
Sugar, Simon. As I recall, there's a connection between Brazil and the sugar and the price of energy. Do I remember that correctly?
Absolutely, you do. So sugar cane is grown in Brazil, and it's affected by drought and by cold, just like most plants are. If it's got a little bit of moisture, that's good. If it's not got enough, that's bad. And we're seeing the cane crop in a little bit of a problem. We've also got it connected to the energy market. Here's what happens. When the price of oil, which we know yo-yos up and down, when that's high, and it's still relatively high at the moment, Brent still around $70 a barrel, like the last time I looked. When it's that high, blenders of gasoline will substitute ethanol for some of the gasoline in the blend that they do rather than using oil. And that ethanol tends to be made from sugar cane. They just brew it into this alcohol, and then they mix that in with the gasoline. And you see that happen in the U.S. with corn and corn sugar and corn syrup, and that's made into ethanol too. So it all plays in together. Now, oil prices are relatively high compared to what they were this time last year. They look like they're going to stay fairly elevated, and that will keep sugar prices up as well. So if you want sugar in your coffee or sugar in your chocolate that goes on the top of your coffee, if you have a cappuccino, then you're going to be paying more as well. And I don't see any end to this. I mean, it's almost like a perfect storm. You know, bad, bad weather, the economy, you know, getting back to business as usual, if it can ever be usual again. And that's driving up demand and prices are going up, and it's going to be a big of a shock for a lot of people.
I mentioned also there's a new report about the Western wildfires in the U.S. hitting lumber prices, but we've seen lumber go very high with demand earlier this year, so we'll set that aside. I note also that the food crop is not part of the inflation number. Energy and food are kept out of the inflation, but the virus is very much a concern for all the markets. And on Monday, Simon, we were told that the markets traded sharply down because of virus concerns, which is puzzling because there was no new virus news. There was Freedom Day in London. There was the Delta variant, which is worldwide. But we're told repeatedly that those people who have been vaccinated, especially those of us who have been doubly vaccinated, are especially buffered from the Delta variant. If you get it, it'll be very mild. If you notice it at all, much like a common summer afflictions, respiratory affliction. That's what we're told. And yet the market sold off. Did you make sense of that, Simon? Or is it simply, don't ask for answers, just watch it?
It's a good question, John. Don't ask for answers, just observe it is probably a very good thing to do. What I look at it is like, is that most traders are very anxious. They're looking for the bad news. In any piece of good news, they're looking for the bad news. What have I missed? And when all the worries about what was going to happen with the Federal Reserve, maybe increasing the cost of borrowing and whether the uplift would happen when it was said it would, they were looking around to see what else they could be worried about. And that was the piece of news that day that was not overshadowed by anything else. People were worried. You get these anxieties or worries or euphorias, and they can be very short-lived. And then, you know, the market does something, and then it goes back to normal. And we seem to be going back to this slow grind higher of the stock market. Sort of every day it seems to go up a little bit, then a little setback, and then back to a little bit. Back to the commodities, though, they're very different markets than the stock market. And in many ways, they don't ever close. They're open all the time in some way or another, and they're not nearly as regulated as the stock market. So it wouldn't surprise me to see prices go up a heck of a lot more in all of these things.
I agree with you, Simon, but it takes watching. The markets are a mystery to all of us. We do have a report today of a sudden increase in unemployment claims in the U.S. Who knows? These are all moving stories. We're coming back from an unprecedented artificial shutdown. And I remind myself again and again, this is a pandemic that is becoming an endemic. So while we're living with it, we cannot predict the future about how it will affect the markets and the governments and the mandates and the recommendations for people's ability to travel. We're still not free to travel. And that is worrying. Simon Constable of Barron's, of Forbes, of the Wall Street Journal, reporting from Edinburgh, Scotland, where it's summertime. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Besh.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.